This recording, New Mexico 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's the story. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. When my father would call me when we were out and about, you know, moving, we were in California, we were in Louisiana, we were in Arizona, and my father would call me, and I would actually have to stop and listen, and then it come back to me how to respond to him in the language. But I never really lost it, you know, because, and my husband is not Isleta, and couldn't speak Tiwa. He's Laguna, and he speaks Caresan. And so the only way we communicated with each other was in English. And so I couldn't speak the language all the time. But when my father called, after a while, I had to stop for a while and listen to him. And then I would respond. And then it just flowed. I never really lost it. You know, we have so many traditional customs. And when you're away from it for a while, you forget, well, what am I supposed to do first? You know, that kind of thing. But then it does all come back to you. And so it wasn't that hard. But it was just, I guess the hardest thing was just getting back into it. Because there's always something going on. It's never, you're never away from it. It's a weekly, if not a certain times of the year, it can be an everyday thing, okay? You're continuing with the traditions by, you have to do this, you have to do this today, and you have to do that tomorrow, and do you have this, and you need that kind of thing. It's an ongoing process.